Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mimarazi Sheyuchyu. Of this schus Moshe Ben Peshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai. Yitid Nafshi, Daniel Kratka Shlita, Chovne Veso, Chovne Vimelov, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Mitzvah Ben Esther, Rafuas, Rav Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leah, Yazar Chaim Ben Esther Sima, Bruce Victor Vastila Ravida, Shin Lizchus Shani Khana Basmalka, Rahabat Slach Bukhama Sayadea, Vinish Master Byron of Yaakov Shachna, Maras Esther Basr Shmuel, Maras Khana Sugana Zatachanas of Mayor Zev, Echkit Basr Chaim Sibuchomanov and Meleha. And we're going to be learning the Sugi of Loisata Mishpat Evyoin Chobrivoi. That is a verse in the book of Shmos, Mishpatim, 23:6. That starts up the Chamishi. So, Torah is based on that of Moreno Rabbeinu, who just had his Yortzeit. L'shmo l'zichro tavas nefesh. Agoin agoda mufla va mufla v'lo shishivu zetzal. Agoin l'bdovid. Man. And chaval al da'avdin v'loi mishtakhin. So, let's begin. It says in the Torah Kedosh, Leisata Mishpat Evyoin Chobrivoi. Do not twist, pervert the judgment of your needy in his quarrel. Rashi explains Evyoin Chaloshin Ovo, Shehu Meduldol V'Soiv L'Chol Toivo. Rashi says that this Lashon of Evyoincha means that he's very desirous. Lashon Ovo. That he just wants any good. He desires, he's so poverty stricken, and he longs for all the good things which he lacks. So you should not twist the judgment. You know, he comes before you in judgment, you feel bad. So you want him to win, you're not allowed to do that. And this comes from the Mechilta. It says in the Mechilta, Loisata Mishpat of Yoincha Berivoi Lo Menehemar, Lefishu Oimer, Vedal Loisata Dal Berivoi, Ein Li Ela Dal, Oni Toiv Minayin, Talmud Loimar Loisata. So Chazal are bothered that it says already in Pasuk Gimel that one should not prefer a favor, a poor man in judgment. So what's added by this Pasuk? So the answer is that's only a dal, which is, I guess, seems one level of poverty. But ani toiv seems to be even more poverty, more poor. Minayin. So the Pasuk says, even him, even in Anisayv, Loisata Mishpat of Yoin Chabarivoi. Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rosh HaKosuv Medaber. No, Pasuk isn't talking about a poor person. Pasuk is talking about a Rosh. Rosh V'Kosher Oimdim Lefanecha Badin. If you have a poor man and evil man and a good man who are standing before you in judgment, you shouldn't say that since he's a Rosha, I'm going to twist the judgment in his favor. Don't pervert the judgment of the Evyon. Again, who's the Evyon? The Evyon is a Rasha. Since he's a Rasha, I'm going to pervert the judgment against him, to his detriment, to his demerit. So when it says poor, he's poor in mitzvahs. And don't twist his judgment either. Even though you're going to say he's a Rasha, he deserves it. No, no, no. If Rasha comes before you, you have to judge him correctly. Ah, he's not makbel on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Belzer Rebbe used to say about chilonim. Azelchavus, those that are not makbel on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, or things like that. Those who are shaychech ikar Shabbos. And he would say, not machale Shabbos, they forgot it's Shabbos. Akoponim, so we have two dayas over here. We have a daya that says that we're dealing with a rosha. It's Abba Hanan, and that distinguishes it from the pasuk of Adal Oseh Adal Berivoy. And with Nocha Posuk, Nocha Deyas, excuse me, the Tanakame, which is Ritaka dealing with a poor person. And in the earlier pasuk, he's called a Dal, and now he's called an Evyon. He's Toiv l'chol dover, l'chol toiv. So even him, you're not allowed to twist the judgment. And for the Rasha, you would twist it against him, don't. For the Ani, you would twist it for him, don't. And that it says, loisate hu lav, u'nimna b'minyan ha-mitzvot, Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvot, b'lo ta'asei resh ayin chet, u'v'chinuch mitzvah pei aleph. Minyan ha-mitzvahs, resh ayin ches. That what? You are not allowed to twist the judgment of a poor man. However, l'ch'oiro, we have a machlekes here in the Mechilta. That according to the Tanakhama, the Pasuk is talking about where you would twist the judgment in favor of the poor person of the Evyon. And then we have Akasha, aye. We already learned that in Vidal Oseh Adal Berivoy. And in that the Mechilta answers what it answers. It says, even in Ani Toiv. And Rebbe Lozer holds, Abba Hanan B'Shem Rebbe Lozer, Eliezer, holds that it's not a good teretz, and therefore he says it's talking about a rosha. That's the distinction between this pasuk and Vidal Lo Seh Adal Berivoy. That pasuk is talking about a poor man, and this pasuk is talking about a rosha. However, lichora, sarich biyur das atanakame. Lichora, we have to understand the Tanakame's opinion. Shachrei she'nasar dal belav miuchad, she'ninau k'ma shekotev Rambam, perek chaf, מהלכות סנהדרין, בהלכה דלת, וכן בדיני ממונות, אין מרחמים על הדל, שלא תאמר אני הוא זה, ובעל דינו עשיר, הואיל ואני והעשיר חייבים לפרנסו, אזכה הוא בדין, ונמצא מתפרנס בכבוד. על זה הסירה תורה, ודל, לא תהדר בריבו. So in Dine Mominus, you're not allowed to rachmanis on the poor person. That you shouldn't say that he's an ani, and his baldin's an ashir. Since me and the ashir, meaning the judge and the ashir, have to mefarnis him, judges usually make very good salaries. Since me and the ani have to be well, in Europe they didn't necessarily, but here in Eretz Yisrael. In any event, so since me and the Ja'ani have to be Mefarnes, I don't know, in America you see in Eretz Yisrael the way it goes is that the government pays for the Dayan. Since you have private Beisdins, but the Rabbanut has Beisdins and that the government pays. But in America, I heard no other country has it like that except for Morocco. But in America, so I don't know the financial situation of the Dayan, but that's really not the issue now. I'm just reading the Rambam. Rambam says that since me and the Usher, the Dayan and the Usher, are chayav to mefarnes him, so let me just be mezakeh him bedin and make him meritorious in judgment, and then he's going to be mesparnes b'kavod instead of having to get stucca. Here he has kasher v'yasher money k'viyachol. He won the court case. Azeh sirat Torah. So on that, the Torah tells us, no, don't play games. V'dal lo seh dal berivoy. Do not prefer a dal in his quarrel. So you're not allowed to prefer him. He's not allowed to make him win. אז מבואר שגם באביון אותו שלא תאמר וכולי, הוא שכבר נאסר בלב דבדע לא תדע, הדר יקשה דולם עלי לב נוסף על זה באביון, וראיתו עניין איסורי כבר יש עליו את הלב, את הלב דלא תדע, ומה תרצה המחילתה. So we have a Tanakama problem over here. And the Tanakama problem is that the Tanakama holds that an Evion is an Ani, and a Dal is an Ani, and it's the same Inyan. Like the Rambam paskins, that you shouldn't feel bad for him. Oh, you know, he needs money, and anyway we have to finance him, so let's just make him win the case. So if that's the Yesoda Inyan, that don't feel bad for him and make him win the case in order to give him some parnasa to cover, then what's the difference between a dal and an evyon? It's the same yesod. So why, according to the Tanakhama, do we need both? Tanakhama is bothered. I we already have earlier, Pasukim already have not to prefer a dal in judgment. So why do we need now another pasuk lo satha mishpat evyoncha? So he says even an ani toif, but it's really the same principle. That you shouldn't prefer someone in judgment because of their impoverishment. And if that's the case, then you don't need two psukim. So the Tanakhama really didn't seem to answer anything. It's the same yisod. Right, Shelo Tomar, you shouldn't say anihu or baal dino ashir. The same word you say by a dal, you can say by an evyon. So what essentially did the Tanakhama answer? As hoder yiksha de lamali lav noisef al zeh be'evyon, v'rei oto inyan isuri kvar yesh lav et lav lo te'edar, u'ma tirtza mechilta. We already have the yisur of evyon. Of dal. That you shouldn't prefer him because, you know, you feel bad for him, and he's so poor, and you have to be mispronounced him anyway. So really, in the end, there's no distinction between a dal and an evyon, and a me'ela. The question begs why you need, excuse the pun, the question begs why you need to psuk him here about an ani. Zokushiachat. According to the Tanakhama, it says we're talking about an ani. But the Malbim writes, Bidas Rabbi Eliezer, that a lashon of hatoyo is lechovosri. When it says a lashon of hatoyo, do not be matem mishpot. Hatoya is to his detriment. And therefore, the Pasuk is talking about a Rosha, as the Malbim explains. And so is Mefurish in the Chinuch like that in Mitzvah Payaf. That's why we're Ma'amidit Ki Rosha. Because we're talking about judging to his detriment. If we're talking about a poor man, you're liable to judge to his benefit. But if we're talking about a Rosha, then you're going to judge to his detriment. And the pasuk is telling you not to. So hatoya means to a choiva, detriment, to his disadvantage. And the pasuk is saying, you know what? Don't do that. Don't judge the choivasa. Don't do hatoya against this rosha. It's very good. Talking about an evyon. But if that's true, that's what hatoya means, so how does the Tanakham explain hatoya's l'schusa? That you're liable to twist the judgment in his favor. Now it's interesting, in the Sefer B'chol Shol and the Chizkuni, they learn differently. They learn that you're going to twist the judgment against him, against the Ani. L'choiva se'evyon. Isn't that interesting? Not L'toiva se'evyon. L'choiva se'evyon. That's the B'chor Shor and the Chizkuni. So that makes sense. Because Hatoya is L'chovaso. And it's saying, don't be Mechayiv him. Don't make him guilty. Nechizkuni says earlier we say not to go in his favor because you feel bad. And here it's saying not to go against him. Very interesting. That's also the mashmos of the smag. And let's say reish hei, reish vav, ayin sham, kol amata, tetrim hayi evyoin, oivir b'gimel, v'mayi ger, oivir b'dalid, v'yasin, oivir b'hei. So all these lavim of ger and yasim are going against them. So huadin, we're talking about an evyon, it's going against him. So the derech mitzvasecha and the Mishnah Lamelech, he asks Akasha and the smag, but akoponim, the smag, the mashmos is we're dealing with l'chovasa. We're talking about don't go l'chovasa shel ger, shel yasim. It's mashmir also the yani, you're going to go l'chovasa. So the reim in kuf pei vov, ayin sham, over to afot reim. So the reason they say it's l'chovasa is because that's what Atayim means. But lehed yaloi kein da'as ha'tana kama. Shemufurash. Inyano kinyan shel b'dal lo te'adar. Shule tovat ha'dal ve'ech k'tiv kan hataya. So we see now like that in the Tana Kama, in the Mechilta. He holds that it's lechovaso, letovaso, for his benefit. But how does he deal with the hataya? Hataya is lechovaso. So all these other mefarshim will work out well, but he doesn't. Tanakama. Ki hatayas mishpat ish perusha tamid hataya lechova. It's the lashon of the Malbim. You don't find such a thing as Atayi Latova. So how then does the Tanakama learn it's Latova? Vegam. Tzarich biur. Ladat Tanakama. Sharei shechadahu im alav devedal lo teedar. V'chol ha-shinui. Urak sheze dalhu. V'ze evyonu. But according to the Tanakama, Posuk Gimel and Posuk Vov are really talking about the same thing. Not to twist the judgment in favor of the Ani. As Eich Anachon Nasbir, at Shinui HaLishonot. That in Posuk Gimel it says a lashon of Leisedal, and in Posuk Vov, it says a different lashon of loy sate ma'avdel, and sate goes with the evyon, and seder goes with the dal. Eich nasbir et hadvarim. Ha'me'anyenu. Sharamam posek ala pasuk hazeh, he paskins this pasuk of vidal loisat mishpat avyon chabrivoy. And as I mentioned before, but I might have said before that he paskins it as far as the toivas ani. I'm not sure what I said, but to make it clear, the Rambam paskins that this pasuk is b'chal not talking about an ani. He paskins the pasuk, but he says that it's talking about a rosha. In other words, he paskins like Hanan in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. B'rosha kosuv medavya. Kach posek haRambam, evyon hu evyon b'mitzvot. Kama ze me'anyen. As reshit kol, anach tzichim l'shol, minayin lo lefsok ki Rabbi Eliezer velo ki chachamim. How do we know, how does the Rambam know to pass something like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's talking about an arosha, and not like the chachamim? Ubefrat, pashtus haposuk, is talking about what? is talking about an ani, right? If you ask any cheder yingel, you ask a cheder yingel what an evyoin is, he'll tell you it's a poor man. So why does the Rambam go against the Pashtus? Why is it important what a cheder yingel says? Because it's the Pashtus, that's chamesh shanim lamikro. אז למה הרמב״ם סטה מהפירוש הפשוט? ובספר המפתח ברמב״ם של הרב שבסי פרנקל עמדו בזה. בנוסף לכך, הרי יש בזה סתירה לכאורה בדברי הרמב״ם. למה? כי הרמב״ם כותב בפרק ח' מהלכות סנהדרין הלכה ה' באו לפניך שניים לדין, אחד כשר ואחד רשע. If two people come before you בדין, one is a kosher and one is a rasha. אל תאמר, הועיל ורשע הוא, וחזקתו משקר, וחזקת זה שאינו משנה בדיבורו, עתה את הדין על הרשע. על זה נאמר, אל תתה משפט אביונך בריבו. אף על פי שהוא אביון במצוות, אל תתה את דינו. So if two people come before you for din, one is a kosher and one is a rasha, don't say that since he's a rasha and he has a cheskas meshaker, and therefore we can assume that he's a liar, וחזקת זה שאינו משנה בדיבורו, and the tzaddik, the kosher, has a chazaka that he doesn't, he's not lying. So therefore, ata es hadin ala rosha. So I have an idea. I have a clever idea. Why don't I just be mad to the din against the rosha? Because the rosha is a cheskas meshaker. Al ze ne'emar al tatem mishpat evyoncha berivo. And in that it says, no, don't do that. Do not twist the judgment of the evyon in his quarrel. Even though he's an evyon b'mitzvahs, he's poor in mitzvahs, al tate es dina. Don't twist his judgment. As mevo'ar, shanidonu mitzad ha'emet ve'ashekir. V'cheinu b'mechilta d'rashbi kan. V'em v'zeh b'torah shlema kan. So the nidain is mitzad emes and sheker. In other words, if he's a rosha, you're assuming that you're assuming that he's going to lie. But in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Pei Aleph, the Chinuch writes, Shelo yaseh ken ki ha-mishpat le'elokimu velo lo. In other words, the nidon is to judge him unfavorably because he's a rasha. Ayin shem minchas Chinuch. And that's also the mashmos of the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. V'hotzos ha-goin ha-god Reb Chaim Heller. We used to do a Philip Carnegie Hall with his Tanakh lectures. It's a pretty unbelievable thing to think that a man used to fill up Carnegie Hall, an old European rabbi, with his lectures. Rav Chaim Heller was one of the greatest Gaonim Klal Yisrael has seen, I'm saying. Unique Gaon like him we almost never had. This mastery of languages and of Torah. And just a genius of geniuses. Rav Soloveitchik has a very beautiful hesped of him. He says, I used to visit him on the Upper West Side. He lived on the Upper West Side. I also lived on the Upper West Side. In any event, so he used to fill up Carnegie Hall with his Tanakh. Like, I love that. So he has his own Ha'otzah of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So in Ha'otzah of Agoin Reb Chaim Heller of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, Shehisir Mehesim Onsher Mehatoiz Dina. They were warned not to punish him. You're going to twist the judgment in order to punish him. And that's not like the Rambam and his halachos. So l'chora we have a stira here. We have a stira between the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos versus the Rambam in the Yad. The Rambam in the Yad holds that the issue is you're going to twist his judgment because he's a liar. You're assuming he's a liar, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos and also the Sefer HaChinuch holds that the issue is you're going to be punishing him. אז יש לנו פה סדרה של קושיות וקשיים שאנחנו צריכים להתמודד איתם. אז בעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא אנחנו נתקדם ו... בעזרת השם, ניישב את הדברים ונתחיל מהלך לבאר את הסוגיה בטוב טעם ודעת, והדברים יאירו באור יקרות בעזרת השם יתברך שמו. אז אנא הישארו עמנו, ואנחנו מובטחים לראות ממש פנינים ומרגליות מתורת השם, דברים שישמחו את הלב ויאירו את העיניים בעזרת השם יתברך שמו. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם, ונא להישאר עמנו בשיעור הבא כדי לראות את המשך התפתחות הדברים. בלי נדר נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה.